Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Grace, greetings. Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast. We dealt with Romans 1:22 yesterday where Paul said, professing to be wise, they became fools. We dealt with the context of that, and that is dealing with mankind and his refusal to acknowledge the Creator God, even though he sees him. That's still a problem today. But watch what they do in verse 23, and changed the glory of the incorruptible God into an image made like corruptible man and birds and four-footed animals and creeping things. Corruptible man is perishable man. So God is imperishable and corruptible. Man, of course, is the opposite. You could say it this way. God is immortal and eternal. Man, of course, is neither of those, neither immortal nor eternal. And I think that Paul's imagery here does have to do with idolatry, that's for sure. I think it's pretty obvious that man has had a propensity throughout his history to create idols. But I think there's a deeper indicator here that I personally feel that God gave man the command to have no idols, not because God was jealous. I've heard that said, that, and I know there's even indication of that in the Old Testament, that God's a jealous God, and he is, but I don't think that the wood, clay, stone, silver idols was because God would get jealous of a stone idol. But because when God created Adam in the garden, the Bible tells us that he created man in his likeness and in his image. Then when you get to the law, he tells man not to fashion for himself any graven image. And I think it's because God already has an image on planet Earth, and it's man. And he doesn't want his image to be cheapened into wood, clay, stone, gold, or silver. He wants his image to be living, breathing humanity. When you look at the human family, you are seeing the likeness and the image of God. Now, some have become so infatuated with saying that man is messed up, this is not what God really looks like because man is so full of sin. And while I agree that man has a sin problem. That's been dealt with at Calvary. So in the eyes of God, he's dealing with man through his son. But that still doesn't take away from the fact that when you look at the family of man, you're seeing the image of God. So God then has his image in every race, every creed, both genders. He has his image in mankind. He's neither male nor female. He's not white, black, red, whatever. His image is in the human family. To then create an idol is to cheapen the image of God, which should never be cheapened. So I think God confined Israel to no idolatry, not just because he's not a little god made out of stone or clay, but because he already has an image. Now, that's not to say man should worship man. That's where Paul goes next. That what some of them did then is they began to worship the creature more than the creator. We'll get into that over the next few days, but it's the natural tendency of man then in his search for God to start with hand-fashioned idols and then move on to the creation itself. Because the creation so closely resembles the image of the creator, man then worships the creation. Both of them are cheap substitutes for knowing who God is. And there's a resultant punishment that comes, and we'll get to that tomorrow.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.